You must have been prouder than them. They play very composed football, didn't they? Yeah. Certainly the first half. Some comedy going on with Roy Sewell. Makes good radio, but Carl, do respond. Did you, were you pleased, first 45?
I thought it was excellent. Yeah. After the first 10, when we needed to just settle the game down, I thought the work rate that we showed on an absolutely red-hot day on our pitch was absolutely superb. And then also, the football they played, as you just said, composed, passing the ball about, and getting... I thought there was only going to be one winner, to be honest, even when Matlock had scored, I was more than confident that we'd be able to cause them problems, although the game did get a little bit scrappy in the second half.
Were you disappointed, though, for us to concede straight after the second half of the way it was, or did you feel there was no real blame attached? It was just a very good...
Possibly a little bit. Any goal conceded from a set piece is down to an individual error, but we're not going to start debating on what that was, or we'll have a look at it. We'll have the three headed at the back post. I was expecting Deegan to save it, but
so it's shaping up. Second, third, and fourth are as you were. We believe that they've all won, but FC are assured of at least fourth place. I think a point assures third. But basically, we want to win, don't we? And you feel confident? Kendall won 4-0 today.
We're at home at Gig Lane, last game of the season, against a team that turned us over a couple of times. So we'll be using that as a motivation for the lads to go on and secure the second spot, because with that you always want to finish as high up in the league as you can do. And like I've said before, I've got on record and said that, in my opinion, we are the second best team in this league.
Yeah.
What we can do on Monday is go and prove that.